in latter days in foil paper.
Mm-hmm.
But in when I first learned, he'd make these little bags out of magay leaves. Do you know what a magay plant is?
Yes.
Well, it's like a century plant. It's got a big wide leaf, about so wide, and he'd make these kind of triangle things, and he'd put the meat in there and then wrap that up with a piece of wire or something. And then he put that in a gunny sack, you know, what we were talking about yesterday, you know, toe sack. And he'd wrap all of that in the hide.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he had more meat than would fit back in the hide. And a lot of times he wouldn't use the hide. But he'd make a fire down about, he'd make it on the side of the pit. He'd dig a hole about 3 feet deep, and he'd cover it with about 6 inches of coal,
mm-hmm.
fire, coals. And then he'd put green grass on top of that, put the meat in, cover that with green grass, and then put coals on top of that,
mm-hmm.
on top of the green grass. And he'd put another 4 or 5 inches on top, and then he'd fill it with dirt. And he had a old piece of bamboo that he worked down in there, and when it would start drawing, it was up about 4 feet off the ground. When it would start drawing, it would start, the smoke would start coming out. Just a little thin column of smoke. Well, we'll have some chiva for Sunday. This would be about some chiva. Goat, nanny goat. Go get a chiva, that was a nanny goat. We'll have some chiva for Sunday, that's the nanny goat. This would probably be Thursday afternoon when he finally got in the pit. And he'd leave it in there till Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd take it out. There wouldn't be anything but ashes, and he'd be very careful. But the sack wouldn't be burned. He'd take it out, lay it on the table, and unwrap these pieces of meat. Man, you could just pick them off with your fingers. And you couldn't eat with about 4 pounds of meat. And it makes me hungry to think about it. he was a funny old man, and he and I ranched and farmed. He farmed and I ranched and farmed a little bit. Mexicans did,
mm-hmm.
together. And I knew Mr. as well as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Mexico. He was a naturalist, and he had a retain a fee from the Audubon Society, and he'd go into Mexico every year and catch birds and
mm-hmm.
migrating birds and tag them, put rings on their feet. And I was down at El Burro and El Plan, and that's down on the Isthmus of Tehuantepec,
mm-hmm.
about, I guess, 800 miles from here, 1,000. And I saw there was a man by the name of that had grown up in Harlingen, and he had a drugstore there.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to World War I, he sold his drugstore. The doctor couldn't really understand when he came back, he could buy it back. Well, when he came back, Dr. seen that the drug business was pretty good, so he wouldn't sell back his drugstore. So went with some other fellows down to Mexico, and he stayed down there all this time. He'd come back and go back and forth. So we were talking, and he said, you know, Dr. used to hunt on a ranch up north of Harlingen. I said, yes, that was my father. I remember Dr. hunting up there. Well, he says, you must be Pat's son. So we were talking, and I looked out and I said, you know, that looks like old man coming there. Now, he had known Mr. Lawn C. since he was probably 15 or 16 years old. And he was then in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd known Mr. since I was 4 or 5 years old, and I was in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little older. He must have been 30 in his latter 30s. And I was about 30.
Mm-hmm.